town of LaSalle, Ontario, at the 42nd parallel, 8 kilometers south of Detroit, Michigan, on land that is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg people of the Three Fires Confederacy of Ojibwe, Potawatomi, and Ottawa. The Freedom Principle can be heard across Canada from the Salish Sea of British Columbia to the Grand Banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you for supporting this excellent community radio station.
And be free.
Feature artist this week, Roberto Lopez, who chooses Montreal as his place of residence from his 2019 release, Kaleidostropico, Por la Calle. Preceding that, Antonio Arnedo with Fiesta Un Corralea from his 1998 release Encuentros. We heard from Roberto before that from Criollo Electric, Cumbiero, and we started off with La Mojarra Electrica from their 2003 release Cali 19, Perio La Luna. Continuing with the music of Roberto Lopez on this week's show, here's another selection of his from the group Curupura from 2004, their El Fruto LP, the tune El Tropel, on The Freedom Principle. Yeah, some wonderful music from our feature artist this week. Roberto Lopez there with the Guajira de Paz from his 2022 LP Ritual, from which we also heard Delia e la Luna. We also heard from his 2019 release Kaleidostropico, the tune Myopa. And we started off with a selection Curapura, giving us El Tropo from their release El Fruto. Thanks for joining me on The Freedom Principle this week. I hope you enjoyed the music of fellow Canadian from Colombia living in Montreal, Roberto Lopez. Great music. If you ever get a chance, get out and support him live and buy his music. I'd like to leave you with one more of his tunes from his most recent CD Ritual, La Vida es Manera. And we're going to follow it up with a track from Carlos Vives from his 1995 LP La Tierra del Olvido, the title track, followed by Mucho Indio, the music Cubio from their LP of the same release. Both those last tunes feature Roberto's longtime friend Teto Ocampo, who passed away last month. A great influence on Roberto Lopez, he says, and possibly a great influence on his music going forward. God's speed, Teto. We'll see you next time on The Freedom Principle.
tierra del olvido. Como naufragan mis miedos si navego en tu mirada, como alertas mis sentidos con tu voz enamorada, con tu sonrisa de niña, como me mueves el alma, como me quitas el sueño, como me robas la calma. Quiero más que a mi vida, porque sin tu amor yo me muero.
Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the third edition. That's right, episode 3 of Community Living Kingston Conversations. And I'm joined today by my main man, Dale. Dale, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
To let the people in on a little background information, Dale, myself, and our friend Evan just finished recording. He's right, he's sitting in the gunner chair. We just finished recording a special PSA for Community Living Kingston. And Dale, may I say, you did a fantastic job on that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any voiceover work like that before? Like commercial work sort of?
No.
No?
I don't do that stuff.
You don't do that stuff?
Well, no, not what Jory does.
Jory certainly is very capable as well. But you did a great job with it, Dale, and yeah. I'll play that PSA a little bit later in the show today so the people at home can hear. And I gotta say, I think we did a great job choosing the background song for it. Pretty jazzy, upbeat, a little bit of piano. Dale, I just want to ask you, who are some bands or artists that you really like listening to? Who are some of your favorites?
I like the Beatles.
The Beatles?
You remember when we did the Beatles?
You guys did a, and folks, I'm speaking a bit to Evan here now as well, because he's one of the facilitators.
He liked the Monkees.
So the Beatles, was there some kind of program, or was it just you guys were listening to the music?
No, I listened to music.
Ah, nice.
We were going down, we were listening to
Father Corny, yeah.
Ah, some driving music. Do you have a favorite song by the Beatles? Like anything that you really, really listen to more than the rest?
I don't know.
That's a tricky question.
That's very tricky, yeah.
Let's see.
I never do that.
What kind of music did you listen to yesterday for history of music class? Do you remember?
Ooh. That was the Monkees.
The Monkees. So, for the folks at home, one of the programs on offer at Community Living Kingston is a music history class, which, hey, I think is right up the alley to our friend Dale here. So you guys were listening to The Monkees for music history.
That's the name of the band.
Yeah, they used to have a TV show, too.
TV show by the band.
That's right, which
it's
is really...
one of the artists.
Pretty cutting edge. You don't see something like that too much
nowadays. No, I didn't have like that, no.
Okay, so you have the Beatles, the Monkees. Are there any other... I know in the past we've listened to Bruce Coburn here.
Yeah, Bruce Coburn, yeah.
Amazing artist, amazing Canadian artist.
You remember that?
Yeah, the first time we were here. Okay. Amazing. Fantastic. I think he was... somebody I know saw him perform live recently. I can't remember who. But they told me, like, oh, I'm seeing Bruce Coburn. I was like, that's amazing. That must have been an awesome show. Anybody else that you'd really like to highlight, Dale? Any other favorite bands or artists? We have the Beatles. We have Bruce Coburn.
I like all of them.
You do have a pretty, what we would say, eclectic or wide music taste.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then... moving now from music, Dale, do you have any fun things planned for the rest of your summer? Any other big activities or events?
Not me, no.
That's okay.
I'm all right now.
Well, thankfully, we've got you back then in studio. Yeah. I'll say my friend has his wedding coming up at the end of August, but that's about it for me.
That's not it for me.
Although next week, so for
you
the
won't
folks...
be here.
That's right. For the folks listening at home, Tuesday, that'll be, I think, what, July 16th or something. Tuesday, July 16th. That entire week from the Monday the 15th through to the 19th, we have the Shortwave Radio Theater Camp here, which is a lot of fun. It was an awesome thing that we started last year. So we have a lot of kids, mostly age 12 to 16, that come into the station,
Dale. Right.
And they're almost as passionate about microphones and audio stuff as you are. Almost. Yeah. Not quite. But they have a lot of fun. It's mostly a lot of high school age kids.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So we get them in here doing kind of similar stuff to what you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
Using the mics, learning about the mics.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of time.
That's right. A little mic check there. And we're talking about and playing music. So it's...
playing music,
although... I'm sad we won't have our awesome CLK folks like yourself in. We will at least have some pretty fun young people, which keeps me young. Okay. Yeah. Well, Dale, I gotta say, fantastic job today. You absolutely crushed that voiceover.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to get some more voiceover work for you in the future.
Maybe in the future.
I think when CFRC is doing
its...
No, when we do our funding drive, it might be a worthwhile thing to get some CLK people in.
Yeah.
Because you guys are the maybe the only organization more beloved in the community than we are. So, you know, we got to represent. We got to shout them out. We got to show love. Dale, great job today.
Yeah.
Folks at home, we're going to have a whole ton of music coming up for you, including including some tracks from one of Dale's favorite bands. We'll get some Beatles in there.
Yeah.
I think we'll get some Bruce Coburn, and I'll find some new kind of fun CanCon stuff to plug in. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. Thank you so much for sticking with us. You're going to hear that amazing PSA in about 5-10 minutes time as well. Why would you want to be anywhere else? This is CLK Conversations. It's my favorite show on the schedule. It should be yours. And Dale, if you're interested in tuning in, by the time you hear this on the air, it'll be 12:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
12:30 Sundays, that's when we're going to have a half-hour show filled with our CLK people and some of their music on the air.
Yeah.
So if you set a reminder to yourself, and this is true for you folks at home as well, you can either go to cfrc.ca, that's the website, or you can go to 101.9 on the dial.
Yeah.
Tune in every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. for the best half hour on CFRC. I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
All right, Dale, thank you for your time as always, my friend.
Yeah.
And for the folks at home, stay tuned. We got a ton of great music coming your way.
Yeah. My name is Dale Woman from the Community Office at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also, thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Sometimes it's like pain. It's a small voice and quiet, but I hear it plain. There's a bone in my ear, keeps singing your name. In my heart there's an image, like looking through glass. You'd be looking right past. I don't like it when I can't tell which is true. But I wouldn't trade the world for that picture of you.
great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.